Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the 6-1 Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. It's the beginning of a new era.
Well, oh, okay.
New era.
That's right. We're going to start winning from here on out. Do you think old Eli Manning was signing any part of our stadium after that game yesterday?
No, probably not.
You bet your sweet balls he wouldn't.
Did you have another night of heavy drinking after another win?
Another night, or are you talking about morning now? I got a black eye. Trying to break into the Giants locker room after the game. I was going to sign Eli's jersey for him.
Oh.
That's right. Hey, let's remember that Eli's a dumbass. You know that?
Well,
hey,
now, Jerry.
He's won a couple of Super Bowls.
Well, hell, just look at him. I mean, you thought Jerry Jr. looked like a bag full of stupid. Eli makes him look like Alexander Einstein.
Alexander, huh?
First of all, don't talk that way about your son.
Well, I'm not so sure he's mine or Gene's.
Hey, don't say things like that.
Jerry Jr., he just looks dumb. He always looks confused, like he's trying to figure out a tip at a macaroni grill or something.
Well, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about your team that's 6-1 now.
That's right. I'm damn celebrating.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating two huge victories.
What's the other one?
Well, we got that ass kick of Eli out of the way, and then we had that judge dismiss that case of them dirty-legged restroom strippers.
That's right. Yeah, I guess congratulations.
Thank you very much, Junior. I do appreciate that. I tell you right now, I can't lose. I'm going to rule the world. The only thing that would make life better right now is if Jimmy Jump Up lost all his hair on the air while he's talking.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Hey, can I say something? Let's go on the air with this.
All right.
I was very proud of our running backs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Murray setting a new NFL record with his seventh 100-yard game.
Right.
Start the season.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph Randall made it a full week without any shoplifted episodes.
Episodes? What's an episode?
I told Randall I'd give him my Dillard's card if he'd just stay at home and quit stealing stuff.
I didn't know you had a Dillard's card.
And man, I tell you what, the all Mexican connection between Tony Romo and Gavin Escobar's
bar, yeah.
That's turning out to be a pretty good one, ain't it?
It was good yesterday, you bet. It's
almost like they're a football cartel.
Hey, come on.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Oh, God, I'm getting sick. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm fine. Bring it back down.
Okay.
And, Junior.
Uh-huh.
You shut your Lewinsky hole about them stadium windows, okay?
Well, it's just the sun is always a problem in these afternoon games.
Did you like that victory? Did you like that victory?
Yeah, what about that?
I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Yeah.
My apologies. What you drinking?
Oh, I'm just having water this morning.
That was a quick apology.
I tell you, one thing that was disappointing about yesterday's game was them camera guys never showed a shot at Tony Romo's extra hot wife.
Okay, now.
Stop it.
I always like seeing pictures of Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures.
Always makes for an enjoyable shower later for me.
Hey, Mary.
Can I compliment Gavin Escobar's?
Sure. Back to him?
Yeah. I want to talk about, he has the softest, pillowy hands. I mean, he is unbelievable, and I love when he runs in pillow hands all over my back and
what?
Feeling his fingers running through my fake hair. And, and I'll tell you this, he has the softest mouth, softest hair of any tight end I've ever known.
That's weird. That's just weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
Gavin Escobar's. Gavin Escobar. Why ain't anybody? Nobody's joining me.
There's no S on the end there.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm using my one phone call to talk to you guys, and I'm going to go back in this cell and get some more sleep.
Uh-oh. We'll see ya. There's a breaking story.